Hello?
Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from North Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm. We are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues, and we would like to include your opinion, ma'am. It's just under 5 minutes. It's a survey.
Oh,
that you
can... Okay.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment, and we'll proceed in English. Just a second. And to be sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you
49.
Thank you. Are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County, ma'am?
I am.
And yes, okay, thank you so much. Do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home for whom you are the primary caregiver?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions for each one. Please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you've never heard of them, just let me know. Thank you. One second.
Okay.
Okay, the Children's Trust, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust? Are you very favorable? Or somewhat favorable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very favorable.
Okay. United Way of Miami-Dade County, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Or favorable.
Thank you. Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust, yes or no?
I don't know it.
Okay. And have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
Yes.
Okay. When you search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Online communities, search the internet, call the 211 helpline, ask a friend or family, ask my child's doctor, or a child's teacher, or a specific website?
Search the internet.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for your patience, ma'am. Now, we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding the local institution in particular, and for this survey, we will be talking about the Children's Trust. One second. And earlier, you said you had a very favorable, opinion of the Children's Trust, and a few words. Can you tell me why you feel this way in your own words?
I've seen some of the programs that they offer the kids at places we've attended, in events we've attended.
Thank you. Okay. How have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Your child's school, a new story you saw on television, general word from mouth from other parents or teachers, or your own children or grandchildren took part in a program funded by the Children's Trust, a friend or acquaintance, or advertising that you saw or heard on the Children's Trust?
I guess it's advertising because I was at some events and they had things going on there.
Oh, okay. Have you ever specifically searched for information about the programs funded by the Children's Trust? Yes or no?
I have not.
Okay. Have you ever visited the Children's Trust website? Yes or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. Based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
Positive.
Okay. When considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
Helpful? I would say helpful.
Any other words you would like to add on here?
No, I'm running out of words for today.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Just a moment. Okay, next I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust. Is it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. May I ask why?
Just because the events that I have seen them at, I know what they're providing to the students. Or children, to the children.
For the children, okay. Let's see. Okay, prior to this interview, you were aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County? Yes or no?
Yes. Thank you.
Have you ever heard of or seen any advertising about the Children's Trust?
Yeah.
Okay. Where have you most often heard or seen advertising about the Children's Trust? Television, radio, bus, billboards, newspaper, magazines? Social media, online, or through an event or other?
Where have I seen them? I've seen them through an event and then also on TV.
Okay, thank you. When searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Television, newspaper, online, radio, social media?
Social media.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done, I promise. We are almost done with our survey. We just have a few more questions for classification purposes. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Are you Hispanic, Latino, Cuban, other?
Other?
Okay. Okay. Yes, I know these questions are kind of a little off sometimes. Which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Black, African-American, Asian, or multiracial?
White.
Thank you. What is your marital status? Single, not married, married, or living with a partner?
Married.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current residence? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Miami-Dade County, ma'am? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
10 to 20.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25,000, between 25 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 75,000, between 75,000 and 100,000, or between 100,000 and 150,000?
100.
Thank you. What is the zip code of your home address?
33035.
Okay. In what region of Miami County or Dade County do you live in? Northeast, Southwest, or South Miami-Dade?
South.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your patience. You've been very helpful. This concludes our survey. You have a very good evening, ma'am. Thank you.
Sure.
Take care. Bye-bye.